Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, we survived the live show. Hope you did too if you were there. I think Post City saw a bunch of cars pulled over on the way home.
There were
quite a few. Well, not like
from our show.
Not like right outside the building, but like on my drive between there and home, there were quite a few police officers that had people pulled over on the interstate and other places.
That was about what, 10 o'clock?
About 10, 10:30.
I love that Todd said, really, since Todd was in the backseat of your car,
yeah,
I was just drunk ass home.
I didn't notice any of that.
No, I know that you did. You didn't notice much by then.
People were asking.
I did notice on Saturday morning when I had a tea time, I was fully expecting somebody to pull me aside and say, so there's some people waiting for you in the clubhouse.
Right.
And I was going to go into the clubhouse. They take me to a special room, and there's Puss and Tyler and Nick and a bunch of my friends saying, You need to go away for 28 days.
Well, here was the deal. Everybody was checking in on social media, which is the best part about this. I got a bunch of messages on social media, and like you saw a lot of it too. Anybody check on Todd today? Todd got a little drunk at the end of the show there.
I actually did check on Todd on Saturday.
And I never did. I'm thinking, well, you know what? I knew he wasn't driving home. I knew you were taking him. And, of course, you know, he's drunk too, but not Todd drunk. And I didn't drive either.
Watch the edge of the stage drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, people were afraid you're going to fall off the stage at the end there, Todd. I didn't realize that, but
nor did I.
Yeah,
I was surprised by the speed of how quickly you were able to get drunk.
Well, I saw the Tito's bottle into like a cup, the solo cup, like about halfway through that show, and it was like it was a lot going in there.
Oh, you know? Okay, it's the that red solo cup. That's what did me in it.
Yeah, that's it.
The Tito's
Riders graduation party.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got drunk there, too.
Red Solo Cup.
We sat down for that first podcast segment. I was like, whoa, damn. It's like we'd been there for a little bit with the meet and greet and stuff. But
right.
I guess, like, because there was, 15 minutes of stand-up before we did that first thing. I don't know if you were just pounding them in or what.
Yeah, well, we started at 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a drink, I think, before I even got there. But it was a capacity crowd at the Admiral on Friday night. And the podcast is up on all the podcast platforms, including TNTRadioEmpire.com, the Todd and Tyler app, and whatever podcast
Apple,
platform you're on.
Pandora, Spotify, they've all got it up now.
Let me thank all the people because I forgot to thank all the people at the end here. So can I get to my list?
Sure.
No, we did do that on stage.
Oh, did we? Okay.
Yeah, he did that. Yeah.
Did we thank Guinness?
Oh, yeah.
Did we thank Nick Allen and Tyler Walsh and
I did
Zach
read all
Peterson
of it.
And Gary Curtis, yep. Cameron Logsdon?
I had to read that by myself, but I don't know if I got. I think I got through it fairly well.
I think you got a few
salespeople. I don't think I pronounced your name right. But I don't know. couple of the interns, I'm sure I messed up their name, but I'm not going to listen to the podcast.
You can. No, I lived it.
And there's gratuitous swearing through it. It's funny because somebody said on the social media, a lot of gratuitous swearing. I said, sorry, we were drunk. He said, oh, that was the best part. Whatever, yeah. We get microphones in on this, and there's a bunch of F-bombs, obviously. So, but, placed in the right places.
Sure.
Strategic.
Yeah, sure. F-bomb. It's very strategic.
Yeah. One F-bomb followed by two more F-bombs all in a row. That'd be strategic, right?
Okay. Right,
yeah. Right.
You
know, one's an adjective, one's a verb. We don't know what happens. I look over at Jim sometime, and I'm thinking, whatever, you know. Jim.
Yeah, but he always looks at us like that.
I know he does. He does it in the mornings when we don't swear. Like right now, we're not swearing here. We can't swear on the radio.
He has one way he looks at us, and it's disapproval.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. It was a fun, if you want to hear it, and I'm sure
that
a lot
is
of
it,
you,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have the look of approval.
No,
that's a good point. Not even a proud thing. Well, there's my boys.
Not even a thumbs up. Nothing.
Well, here was the deal. I was talking to Jim somewhere, like about halfway through when the place was packed up. We're all just sitting back there, I think before the second podcast, and one of the comedians is on stage. All the comedians kicked ass, by the way, all you guys did. But I said to him, because he's been in radio as long as me and Todd, just a long, long time. And I said, it's so crazy that people come to watch you sit down and do live radio. And he goes, isn't that stupid? I said, yeah, it's so stupid, but it's cool. People like it, you know? And the comics rounded out the night perfectly. I want to thank everybody involved.
Yeah,
if you were there. And if you weren't there, relive it, by the way, on the podcast platform. But I wouldn't play that in front of the kids.
No, that's not a good idea.
And get tickets to our live show next year. We don't know where it's going to be. We don't know where the tickets are going to be on sale. But I don't know what we're going to talk about for the next month.
Oh, what do you mean? Oh, yeah. Well, oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of time to fill, not pimping that.
Always nice to pepper in, hey, get tickets to the live show.
Yeah.
So get tickets to our next live show.
People get tired. Don't even say that.
You guys were doing the called response for all the trigger words.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And people were yelling it back. My daughter turned to Colleen. She was sitting next to Colleen. She's like, people really listen to this that much?
Well, you said on Friday, you don't think your daughter heard 2 seconds of our show, right?
No, she made me laugh out loud yesterday because there's, I stole it from Puss's Facebook page. There's a picture of all of us in front of the crowd at the end where we're back to the crowd. You can see with the background. And she said, I could be seen in that picture if it wasn't for Tyler's humongous head.
I used to like her. All right.
And she didn't even know that was. I'm like, we get made. She's like, I'm like, I can't wait to tell
her. I read this to Curtis.
And she's like,
Curtis,
don't say anything. And I'm like, we talk about that daily.
Oh, God. That's Curtis so good that she picked that up.
Yeah, screw your daughter. Curtis is between me and Todd in that picture, and he's him and I are jawing at the same time. He said something to me. You can see me laughing my ass off while he's saying something to me. His head's turned sideways. But my daughter actually said, because she was at the one 2 years ago, and she wasn't 21 there, and she goes, these are much more fun when you can drink.
I agree. I wasn't drinking at the last one.
Yeah. Oh, you weren't? Yeah. Either was Todd, apparently. He did this. He made up for it, though.
Yeah, right. He did.
I drank it both of them, you know. Thanks again. It's posted up. Do you want to hear the live show on the podcast? That's available for
one
everyone.
One big-ass chunk, the whole thing.
Like what,
comics and podcasts, the whole thing, all is one.
I don't listen to a lot of podcasts, but you could go like halfway through and stop it, and it's there for you when you can come back.
Pause it and stop.
You don't have to watch it from the beginning again, right?
No.
It's okay, good.
No.
And how that podcast works.
You don't even watch it at all because there's no video.
There's no video, though.
No.
But,
do you have
it pauses.
28 days worth of best of?
Well, I mean, I could. We'd start stretching the definition of best.
I guarantee you probably had.
But that's relative around here anyway.
You probably had to have a few cocktails on Saturday to get right. I know I did. You know,
I didn't drink much on Saturday.
All right, no,
a little bit, but not much.
We went out with some friends, and which is, I was really burned out. Surprise, thanks for coming out. Appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We rescheduled Zach Byers from Shinedown and Chris Porter. That's today, if they remember.
That's up to them.
8:55 Central.
Chris said,
right?
They'll be together for this, so that they'll help each other remember.
I think they're in Nashville, are they not?
Yeah, I think they had it. Maybe Memphis. I think they had a show in Memphis last night.
We get a what she looked like later on. It's a local what she looked like.
Yeah,
and she's hot, but it's a pretty
and caught in the act.
Story. Yeah, it's an involved story. Let's wait for after the break to do that one. I ran into a weekend, he calls himself a weekend investment broker, you know what I'm talking about? Before the end of the Masters yesterday, I was talking to him.
He needed Morikawa to make some cash.
No, he's a weekend investment broker.
Sure.
To make some cash, he needed Morikawa to ask the bet, and he didn't win it, obviously, so that was cool for him. And then he did tell me that he had, he put a bunch of money, he laid off a bunch of money, you know, when you're a weekend investment broker, no names here. He had Phil beating Tiger, and about two rounds in, that wasn't happening because Phil was S in the bed and Tiger was doing fairly decent. They both made the cut, obviously. But he goes, no, Tiger's going to break down. And he broke down and Phil passed him, so he made a bunch. I'm sure he's happy today. You
out
know?
Of all the people that made the cut, Tiger finished last.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
right.
If it was 16
well, he
over.
Broke down. He just
yeah, his
broke
body,
down.
He just can't do it.
Oh, he's hurting. You can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's done with that. He's done
He's never
going to
be able
anything.
To walk 4 days in a row and win.
No.
That's just not going to happen.
Especially
no.
walking that place.
If you watch anything, yeah. I don't root against Tiger anymore. I kind of root for him. But the fact is, I know he's not going to win anything either. I saw this great clip on Twitter that said, somebody goes, it's CBS, right, that does this
yeah.
thing. Okay. He goes, Tiger could hit the ball into the pond and it'd be like, look at the ripples on the ball. Because all they got to do is kiss his ass.
It's true.
It gets old.
It's
Come
true.
On. He's great. We know he's the best.
Well, we can get into a little more of this, but Puss sent, I don't know where this came from. It was a Twitter feed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But all these minutiae about the Masters, they give away the TV rights. So ESPN and CBS don't pay any money to broadcast the Masters, but you know, in turn, the Masters kind of takes control.
It's, yeah, they don't want any on-course right. signage. They don't want
they have complete
control over that. But they leave tens of millions, probably hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
on the table by not selling those TV rights.
That way, they can tell Bern Lundquist not to say fans, but patrons of the Masters.
Yeah,
that kind of stuff.
I turned that on yesterday just as kind of like nap fodder. There was a lot of cheering, but I ended up like watching it more. And I don't know why they would have like a montage of like the best shots of the tournament. I was like, damn, right. I'm like, these guys are good.
The best of the best, really. That guy who won it, he's literally the best in the world.
Some of those long shots, I'm like, wow, it's just like in the cup, man.
Right. In the cup. Yeah, well, we're doing that at our golf tournament sometime in July. We'll give you dates on that when we get that firm.
I love the best tweet I saw over the weekend was, you know, they make a big deal about how the concession prices at the Masters are like, it's like $1.50 for a sandwich.
Yeah, they're reasonable.
Pimento sandwiches, right?
Pimento sandwich.
Yeah, it balances out when you read this number here. The Masters will do $70 million in merchandise sales that week, and you can only buy that stuff on the ground.
You can't get it online.
You cannot buy it online at all.
Who do you know that's gone to the Masters that didn't come home with a bunch of swag?
Nobody.
Yeah, I've known.
Even my dad bought something.
Yep, several people who have gone to the Masters and they come home with a bunch of swag.
Yeah, that's why they can give you a $1.50 sandwich because they know they're going to get you for $1,000 in the merch store.
This year I noticed too with, they had a lot of drone coverage and I think you can see and appreciate the undulations a lot more. Yeah,
it was still nothing like being there, they say.
I heard it's nothing like being there.
And I was talking to a weekend investment broker. He's been there a couple of times. And they're mountains, he said, to crawl. Walking that course, apparently.
Friday, I think it was Friday, they were bumping to commercial with one of those drone shots where they had the drone like racing down inside the creek. You know, that was just there's some cool shots. I love those drone shots.
But you watch when some of the guys are walking up the fairway, they're like leaning forward, so you can tell they're climbing.
Oh yeah,
that's why you need golf carts. You know,
move it along.
You don't walk. You take a cart. You know, I mean the members don't take carts for sure.
You get a cart ride if you lose one in the woods and have to go all the way back to the tee box.
Oh, you do. Okay,
I've seen that.
That. Okay.
We'll run you back to the tee box so you can hit another one and then get your ass back here.
No, I don't think any of the members of Augusta National are moving a push cart around the course.
No,
you can't. They're not walking there.
No.
Well, they might walk it, but the caddies carrying their clubs.
They're still not walking.
Even then, I don't think most of those guys are old dudes, crusty, rich, white guys. They ain't walking.
You're right. They're right.
But who walks? Exercise other ways. You know, come on.
Isn't the course closed for like 6 months a year? There's only like about a month and a half where they could probably even play it.
Well, it's got to be more than that, puss. They pay a fortune to go down.
They close it for most of the summer and early fall.
Yeah,
it's too burned out. Yeah.
Much of a season for the members.
It's all about this weekend.
It's all about... Yeah.
The whole thing is about this weekend.
All right. Yeah. You lead us F-bombs in most of them, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But, who cares?
Yeah.
Zach Myers, Chris Porter. A little later on this morning, the live show is up. Anywhere you get your podcast, the Todd and Tyler live show from this past Friday. Once again, if you came out, great. A lot of people couldn't make it out because they had other things going on. But we had a capacity crowd. That means pretty much sold out. It was a fun time.
Yeah, get your tickets to the next show.
Stop it.
No,
don't say that. I'm just enjoying this one being over.
Yeah. Plus, Todd, you might not be out of rehab by then either.
No, you're right.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.